pardon me, the other half.
The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
This is the key.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA. Just want to thank you all for listening today. Today is November the 24th, 2015, and it is a Tuesday. And everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all the programming that's there. And you know the reasons why. The reasons why is because this is an outlet that we have that's for the people. And it is really an outlet that is going to bring you some of the non-propaganda and bring you some of the truths and have you to discuss it for yourself and your family as to how you're going to respond to some of the events or some of the things that you need to know. Great information is always here on Black Talk Radio Network and the programs that are there. And also, I hope you feel that way about Tando Radio Show. So please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. And tell friends, family members, and make monetary donations, because I'm going to tell you, this is one of the great avenues that we have, because, you know, we lose so many things in our community and we wonder why they're not there is because of the support of the people is not there to maintain it. So that takes an effort by you, just like it takes an effort to bring you the information, and that should not go without gratitude. So continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Also, go to our Facebook fan page. Oh, no, I hate that word fan because no one here is a fanatic. Go to our Facebook page for Tando Radio Show, and that's Tando Radio Show. And check out some of the articles that we've got posted there and some of the things that we're talking about that's there. Had a lot of going on today. Put a couple of things on I didn't want to put up, but kind of fixed them, but crazy day, as you already know. So with that being said, let's go straight to Tando Radio Show and some of the things we have posted there that you need to know and we need to talk about. Of course, you're well aware by now what has happened in Syria and Turkey. Very, very important. But before we go to that, was a couple of articles that we posted before that, and I'm going to tell you, it's you know, a lot have to do with very, you know, today. So let's go to Tando and look at some of the articles that were posted over this weekend that are there and have some real relevance today. Okay, so I want to pick up with on the 22nd, had posted, there was a posting that Europe, talked about this quickly yesterday, but now it all starts to make sense. Europe leaders in a secret talks over the future of, didn't really say, but what it really is the future of this was, it was a lot of secret meetings that was happening. The Fed had a secret meeting yesterday. The Federal Reserve had a secret meeting yesterday. A bunch of other places had secret meetings, and in Europe they had one. And one of the things that we put in the captions, a lot of secret meetings happening now. Believe me, the discussions that they have nothing to do with the article says. It's just a secure way of meeting while the people think that they're coming together for something else. Wealth transfer, the dollar loss position from the West is what I bet is on the main focus and how they're going to respond by war. And of course, and all of a sudden, this happens today. So check that article out. Also picking up from where we left off yesterday. Hey, we talked about this one. We talked about how someone had added chopped garlic to their band-aids for their wound, because it's a great antibacterial, antifungus, and antimicrobial element that is garlic. So that's one of the things that you need to know in the future, because of the allicin and the allicin C that's inside of garlic kills those things. So it's really great. Next one is BRIC members BRIC member currencies could be used in foreign trade for payments. This is nothing more than the killing of the U.S. dollar. And as this war paradigm continues to grow, that is going to be a mainstay. And we're going to touch on that today. And then this is a very, very important one that we posted yesterday that we didn't get to talk about, and has everything to do with the events that happened today. Russia may stop supplying gas to the Ukraine in 2 days. They cut off the gas because one of the things is that in Ukraine, they cut off the power to Crimea. So it's Crimea, sorry. A very, very important thing, because, and they're also cutting off food aid to Crimea. So this is an act, a very defined act of war, and they actually started to sabotage the power. So Russia will definitely have a real response to that. Also, really good one article. Check out the pyramid that the gentleman made, and he found some powers in it. Check that article out. Also, this is a good sent by Cynthia Johnson. Thanks, Cynthia. Survival 101, making food from pine trees. Check that out in case you didn't know. And this was a little older article, but I posted it yesterday. Russia's orders, the skies over Eastern Mediterranean closed for naval maneuvering. Everyone is getting in position. This is before the incident of today. Everyone is getting their assets in position for the war. Then here's another really critical one. Europe needs access to the SWIFT payment data to combat militants, France said. This is so, so telling. This is how they're going to dissolve the SWIFT system, which is held in Belgium. The headquarters are out of Belgium. You should know the history of Belgium with Africa, particularly within the Congo and throughout Africa, in their strategical financial positioning at all times. Belgium was one of the few people that have been holding up the bonds, the U.S. debt, because they were the buyers of last resort. But we were doing it by you, through Belgium, through the SWIFT system. Now, countries, France in particular, wanted to know what's going on with this. And this has everything to do with what was going on today. So check out this article. Europe needs access to SWIFT payment data to combat militants. That's just what they were saying. And this was in France. But what is really going on is that they don't know how payments are being made, and they want to benefit from the payment. So they want the SWIFT system opened up to them, which they know is not going to happen, or they're going to leave. And this, we're going to talk about why this is so key with France in a minute. Also, check out I put coming to a bank near you soon. And this is the Swiss alternative bank break negative interest rate taboo. Basically, they are starting to charge depositors for having an account. And what it is instead of getting an interest rate, you know, they're paying you 2%, 1%, 1.5%. For you having an account, they're going to charge you negative interest rate, meaning you're going to give them an interest rate off of your account. This is going to spread everywhere and is going to be here. This is known as negative interest rates. You should need to know about this. Next, this was sent by my man Kevin. Cutting oil supply, dropped the real peg. Saudis face a critical choice. Very, very important right now. Check that out. That is synonymous of what's going on now. Also, from yesterday, there was this article that I posted. 1 second, going up. 25. It is Signs of a Dying Society. Check that out. Very, very good article. For some reason, every time I start to do this, my computer messes up. But check this article out. Very, very good one. About a dying economy, what it looks like and how things start to transpire within that dying economy. Very, very good article for you to know, because you can see the advent of that right now as we speak. Next, Deutsche Bank is in major trouble. Deutsche Bank is very, very, very much so on the fringe of bankruptcy. And when they go, they're going to drag so many banking institutions down with them. And if you know the history of Deutsche Bank, is where people would go to make large large amounts of commission and to be paid a lot for their criminal activity, because they have been known to be the bank that did all of the shady deals. And it's one of the largest banks, and a lot of people within the banking institution know if you want to make a lot of cash, you go to Deutsche Bank, but you're going to be asked to do a lot of fraudulent or misguided things. And people went there in droves to work for Deutsche Bank. Major, major move there. Another thing really good was the Air Force came out with a tech torch in 2015. They've had it for a while. And basically this torch, if you look at it, it is able to it turns steel into molten lava. And if you look at how it works, you can see where this actual technology was used is very similar to what you've seen somewhere before, those sparks. And that would be inside of New York City in 2011 in the Twin Towers. Check out that video, and you can see this is something that the Air Force has put out as some of their technology that they have, and it's the exact same thing. See, these people do things and tell you, then they bring up diluting it with propaganda and getting people not to pay attention to things, and people start falling asleep as to what's really going on because they don't want to know because it's not affecting them. And then what do? Years later, they come out and they tell you exactly what they've done because they know that the lion's share of the people are afraid of them in all means. And that's really a big, big, huge problem that we have within our society right now, is the fear that we have against people, mainly the governments in place. So, of course, now we move into today, what was going on today. Crazy, crazy day, as you already know. And we are going to definitely touch and talk on this. But one of the main things that I wanted to say is that a lot of people may not know that France has had military deals and have actually had economic ties with Russia as well as Germany. And they were actually going a go-between with everything. And they've had good relationships with Russia. And believe me, today when Holland was here in Washington, D.C. with that meeting with Obama, with the administration, that was by no means anything that was other than a design plan to inform the French that the consequences, if they continue to uphold Russia, they were the ones that wanted to question the SWIFT system. They were the ones that were selling arms and selling naval vessels to Russia. They killed the deal. Then they brought back the deal. They were the ones with wanted to actually start to drop some of the sanctions, them and Germany, because whatever Germany does, France is going to definitely follow. So France's, and so today's event, after the shooting down of the Russian bomber in Syria today, it was by no coincidence also that Holland was en route to here, because they were put on notice to make sure that they stay in their place, because NATO is so fragile right now that it's about to break up. And it's going to break up because of trade deals. France and Germany rely on Russia for gas, natural gas, for their winters. And I don't think that they're going to break their deals, especially with the overall flow of the economic and geopolitical power in the world. I don't think that they're going to break their relationship with the Russians. Could be part and parcel as to why the events in France happened. Yes, this is all contrived and agendized and a part of the overall staging event, but there are people that are within the system that are minions and have no clue as to what the overall plan is. They're just figuring they're doing their jobs. And so by France being at the having a meeting on today's event, believe me, that was planned. And so France will go back to talk to Russia. So things are definitely unfolding in a very, very rapid phase, and there's so many things that are on the agenda that you need to prepare for, and we're going to talk about some of those things. So, but let me get to some of the events maybe that you didn't know today. Probably did, because it's been extensively reported. One of the things during these times, you want to look at something else that's going on in the world that they're trying to hide. Watch the financial realms. Watch all of everything else, because while your attention is one place, they usually do something else. Watch what comes out, some of the laws that will be come out. Watch some of the signings that will actually be coming out. Watch what Big Pharma does. Watch what major corporations do now, because the attention of most of the world right now is in one place. And that is a diversion for other things that are probably happening, and you'll find out what they are a little bit later. But if you look for some of these things now, you may see it and get a head start on it all. But of course, today was a pivotal day that is moving the globe towards the world towards global war without a doubt. So that is going to be what today's show about today. We got a couple of short videos that are here, but it's so much that we need to talk about, so many things that we need to discuss and prepare for. I posted also the meeting that, I don't like saying this word, but it's Abdullah, who is the head person for the government of Jordan, met with Putin today. And if you watch that video, the body language that's there was very telling. And some of the things that I was noticing in that body language is I didn't know if, because Abdullah looked scared to death by being there. And, you know, Putin knew that he was coming to deliver a message. And he was going to give back a message. And we're going to talk about some of those things today. But check out a couple of other things that are inside of Tando Radio Show. The voice data recorder, the black box was retrieved. Also during after the shootdown of the bomber, a Russian rescue helicopter was also shot down with a TOW missile. TOW missile is a missile that the U.S. military has sold to some of the Free Syrian Army, who has had great ties and great relationship with Senator John McCain, I like to call them the T-Rex. And this all has something to do with each other. Remember Senator Graham's video that was posted over this weekend talking about shooting down, if he would advise the president to actually shoot down Russian fighters and Russian bombers over Syria right now. And if you haven't checked that out, I think that was posted on Saturday. But it's there. And also the NATO Article 5, another senator had suggested that even before this event happened, that NATO should invoke Article 5 against Russia. Basically, it's an act of war. And believe me, this is moving towards that without a doubt. So we're getting ready to, no, we're not going to go to a commercial break. We got time for, well, let me go through some of these real quick and then we'll jump into the show. Then we'll go to our commercial break and get this show on the road. Some of the articles that I think are real, real important that you need to check out inside of Tando is also check out the, here we go. Excuse me, guys. Check out, wow, I took it down. Okay, the White House is preparing for a catastrophe via the solar flares. But believe me, the solar flares that they're going to knock out the power, that actually could happen, or it could be man-made and generated. And this is, they're telling you things to get you, so that if you're aware of them, so that you can prepare yourself in advance. They always, always tell you what they're going to do before they do it. They are giving you clues, and they've been doing it for so long now through different means and different mediums to get you to prepare for the lights going out. So check that out, because this is really, really hot. This is something that's on the table, and this was put out by the Daily Mail. It was a couple of days old, but it still was relevant for today. Now, I don't usually suggest that we watch mainstream media, but I do watch mainstream media because I need to know what not to do, and also give you a clue as to what some of their plans are. Tonight, there's something that's going to be on the Cerebrally Naive Network, CNN, and it's a special report, and it says targeting terrorism is going to come on right after Tando, basically 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 6 p.m. on the West Coast. Very, very telling, because in this, they're going to tell you that the biggest threat that the U.S. has in all of their satellite capabilities, where they can actually monitor based off of movement or weight displacement from space with their satellites, but they can't find individuals. You're right. But what they're saying, the biggest threat is from Russia and China, with the cyber attacks of the financial world, the transportation world, and the military. They are laying the groundwork for a major, major cyber attack against the financial market, against the transportation market, and against the military, and also the power grid. They're telling you everything. So that show is going to be coming on tonight. You should definitely, definitely check that out just to hear what you need to prepare for, because this stuff is going to be coming quick, fast, and heavy in the very, very near future. And your ability to prepare for this is going to dwindle definitely out. You know, it's the opportunity for you to prepare is going to be very, very difficult. If you haven't done some things, and we're going to talk about those things in a minute, then you are behind the eight ball. You really need to get serious about this, even to the point where you cancel Christmas, cancel Thanksgiving, cancel all of that. It's so important that you move your assets and your cash into real assets for the future. Yes, even doing as drastic things as you possibly can for those that understand what's really going on and really care. If you have to cancel Thanksgiving with people, do it. You have to cancel Christmas buying of everything, do it. Because the opportunity for you to prepare is going to be greatly, greatly diminished. And believe me, Brother Davis, or Sister Davis had said something that's so true. They want to do this during the holidays after everyone spends so much. Then they're going to be more vulnerable to the overall events that happen. You have to be wise in these situations right now and have to be disciplined. Make sure that you are doing what's in the best interest of you and your family and our overall community at large. Because once the lights go out, the cold, everything changes. Everything changes, and they are going to do that because they know that that's going to put you at a very, very leverage disadvantage. And leverage is good until it works against you. If you ever had used leverage for moving something, it's all great, but when that leverage is moved against you, it's not a good situation. And that's exactly what's going to happen. So be very disciplined in a lot of things that you're doing. Cut out the unnecessary things and refocus your agenda for what's happening geopolitically and happening throughout the world. Because I want to say this is so important that you understand this. From all of these terrorist acts and what they're blaming on terrorism, what they're blaming on war, there's one thing that you don't see. And what you don't see is that you don't see any of the political figureheads being attacked themselves. When if there was such thing as ungovernmental sponsored terrorism or sanctioned by government terrorism, they would be the number one target. But who is always the target of terrorist acts? The regular general public, because that's who the governments are going after. And believe me, they will stop at no end. You don't see political figureheads being attacked by the same people that would be known as terrorists. And let me tell you something about Holland. Holland was at the sporting event when on the 13th of November. He was at the football game between Germany and France, I believe it was. And he was in the building when everything was happening. That was also a message, because sometimes some of these guys get rogue and they try to go off in a different direction. They may get some, you know, there's some people within their administrations or some things where they decide that they don't want to play ball any longer. And they get little hints and they get little messages sent to them. And believe me, that could have been one that was there. So, hey everyone, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump into today's show. And today's show is all about the global war that's at hand. And what is it that you need to know? What is it that you need to do? Because these are the final days, the final hours in which you can prepare for them in a way that is going to be unobstructed. Because in the very near future, your preparedness will be obstructed completely. And even to the point where you won't be able to do it. You will now have to rely on the things that you've done before the advent of the underlying events that are at hand. So get ready. Do what you have to do. It's so important. If you have any questions or comments about some of the things that's going on, without a doubt, give us a call. The number is 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Then hit *61 if you have a question or comment. We'll see you there, and we'll bring you up right away. Today is a day where you really want to, if you have questions, you need to ask. And if there's some things that you want to express, you need to express, because it's no telling how much longer the communication lines will be open. Because there have already been strategical moves to sever the internet lines that run between the U.S. and run between Europe. They've already been run on, the running to sever those have already, the tactics to sever those have already been in place. And at some point, you know, sometime, they train in how they're going to fight their war. And that line will be severed. And the hacking will begin in so many ways. So, here we go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump into a couple of videos and we're going to talk about what it is that you need to know and how you need to prepare in these final days, in these final weeks, these final months before the advent of the global war. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Disloyal to our own, but we go to other nations and we make their houses our homes. What about our homes? What about our houses? In this war that ain't about you, ain't about me, and damn sure ain't about America's civil liberty. Cause we got Americans dying behind gunfights, crooked cops, babies crying, presidents lying, black men and statistic AIDS, and this shit is quite twisted. The streets sweep, babies missing, and mamas wishing they daddies was there, and it makes me wanna holler cause it seems like we no longer care. Freestyle, free life, bring the street soldiers from this war in progress, cause it's on the street too, and it too is about greed and power. We need the government to wake up and take a true shower. We need us to get us free, cause they don't know what's best. Probably ain't never seen 7-year-old little boys wearing bullets who best to protect their chest, cause ghetto children run free, and they run free through free bullets that's ready to rip through chest, free bullets ready to lay to rest anyone in their way. See, free bullets run free through playgrounds where ghetto children run free all day. Freestyle, let me await to see the day when I am free like birds that fly high up in the sky, flapping wings able to elevate while my mind accumulates thoughts of being free, cause my voice is not free like freedom of speech should be. Freestyle.
Like a spoiled child with well-to-do parents, like not only being royal, but standing and planning as the heir apparent. That's how it should be. Freestyle. Without FCC, sons of piles calling out fouls, or free like anarchy in the streets and the rippling roars of the crowds. Like taxi drivers do rules written in stone. Freestyle the way the FBI tap on my phones. Free to be me and do whatever I want to do. And freestyle so they can be them and you can be you too. I want mine totally, completely, absolutely. absolutely unconditionally free. No rules or regulations of what could, should, or might happen or what they be.
Like Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and just want to thank you all for listening. I have my brother and sister Davis that are in queue. We're going to go to you very quickly right after the video. Brother and sister Davis, we're going to go straight to you. So if you have any questions or comments, definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Then hit *61, and that will let me know that you're interested and have a question or a comment. So we're getting ready to play these two quick, very, very short videos, and then we're going to get into what it is that I think and what it is that we think you need. If you have any questions or comments, or there's some things that you are noticing that are very, very important that you would like to let the community know and let the people know, please don't hesitate to call. Be proactive in all that you do. You can't remain anonymous. They already have your social security number, so there is nothing that you need to fear because they know who you are. The most important thing is for you to take back your sovereignty, and that's by a decision of your free will. So we're going to go to these two real quick videos, and then we're going to come back and talk about them and talk about what is going on and how you can prepare and why is it that it's so important that that you become extremely serious and get into a preparedness mode like never before. So let's jump to the videos, and then we'll come back and have a dialogue about them.
Called the United States government / budget, and it gives you political and fiscal authority to do quote unquote the right thing.
Yeah.
Would you mark to market balance sheets today and create the economic downside that would follow, or would you put in place or attempt to put in place some kind of economic policies to get you to a better place down some theoretical road?
How do you solve a problem where you're spending 10% of, you know, you're running a 10% fiscal deficit? You're not going to get growth in the absence of private sector credit demand. So the government's idea right now is we're going to export our way out of this. And yeah. When I asked a senior member of the Obama administration last week, how are we going to grow exports if we won't allow nominal wage deflation? And he says, we're just going to kill the dollar. I said, okay, more you mean. That's the only answer. And you,
that's a dead answer.
It's a dead answer, but it's the that's.
Some might be surprised to learn that the fate of America's economy has already been determined, verified, and announced by the
Next,
Obama
Berkshire
White House.
Hathaway Chairman and CEO.
Yet, it has received scant attention from the corporate media. In 2011, economist Kyle Bass interviewed a senior member of the Obama administration about its planned solutions for fixing the U.S. economy in trade deficit. Among the questions he asked was about the U.S. exports and wages, but the question itself was not nearly as important as the response he received from the senior administration official. In fact, this single 7-word response clarifies everything, explains everything, and leaves little else to discuss. We're just going to kill the dollar. There it is, the entire agenda in one short sentence. It explains everything we've been seeing domestically and globally. That one statement makes every other question irrelevant, or otherwise answers all economic questions and explains everything. Nothing else matters. I urge you to ponder that statement and all it implies. Doing so will provide you with the clarity to understand not only what is taking place today, but what is yet to come. It is important to note the specificity of the word kill. Stated in the active voice, it means an unambiguously intentional and deliberate act. The murder of our national currency, the United States dollar is the ultimate agenda to be implemented under Obama. To kill our national currency will subvert the United States and destroy it from within. This begs a number of questions, including what type of Americans would actually have, as their objective, the destruction of our national currency. To whom do they hold their allegiance, if not to the American people, whose life's work as well as the toil of our ancestors is represented in the form of wealth held in U.S. dollars? Does this make any sense to us as Americans? The answer is, of course, no. By its very definition, to kill our national currency is an act of high treason by those engaged in this activity. It undermines the very sovereignty and survival of our nation and will have a life-changing impact on every citizen in the U.S. It will also impact every nation and the people of every nation on the planet, as the U.S. dollar is presently the world's reserve currency. It is an act that should result in the filing of criminal charges against the conspirators, a trial of their peers, and if convicted, a death sentence. It's that serious. According to my source, we are past the point of no return. We will not be able to stop what is coming, but must be wise enough to prepare and get out of the way. The murder plot involving the death of the dollar did not begin with Obama, but he and other conspirators have accelerated the plans, plots, and schemes for its demise. The ultimate objective is to implement an international currency in tandem with a system of global governance. The problem is that most people are not thinking large enough, nor do they understand the magnitude of the lie. They are not seeing the larger picture as their focus is diverted elsewhere. For example, they focus on various tentacles of the octopus, such as the gun confiscation initiative, the DHS armament acquisitions, and economic woes as independent and unrelated events. They are not. Meanwhile, others continue to adhere to or even perpetuate the dual-party meme of governance, holding dearly to the notion that there is a practical difference between the Republican and Democratic parties. Have we not seen sufficient evidence that they are now of one party acting in concert with each other? They cannot see the collusion and backroom deals and continue to hope that the next election will finally change the unchangeable continuity of agenda. Most of the elected officials are on board with the subjugation of the United States to a global system of governance. Some are actively facilitating this agenda, while others are making nominal objections on the stage of political theater, whilst hoping to earn a seat at the global table. It's entertainment for the globalists, distraction of the masses, and diversionary fodder for the talking heads in the media. America has become a captured operation, captured from within. Think of the Vichy French internal collaboration with the enemy, or softening the ground for a full takeover from within. The takeover of America has already happened. The collaborators have already been installed, and we are now on a path to complete subjugation of a larger global system of governance. If you continue to doubt this, how else would you explain the numerous examples of our dual-party governmental acquiescence of self-destruction? Those who are pleased about the new record-setting stock market highs and various other manipulated statistics that indicate our economy is improving will be the most vocal critics of this report, and who will attempt to discredit the validity of the information offered here. The more intellectually astute will look beyond the statistics offered for mass consumption, not only to identify the deliberately manipulated data, but to understand what is actually driving these false hopes, figures, and data. It is a magic show, and many are still captivated by the magician's many diversions, failing to realize that we are engaged in a global war, while being simultaneously hobbled by enemy infiltrators from within. One reason we are seeing new stock market highs is the rush to the dollar from other currencies, especially in the Eurozone. Another reason is the monetization of our debt by the Federal Reserve, despite the previous denials of Ben Bernanke and others. Simply put, The plan by the globalists or the central bankers and those behind them is to create this rush to the US dollar like passengers from a sinking ship to lifeboats. Once the lifeboats are filled to capacity, they will be sunk, and the United States dollar will be completely worthless. As in such a scenario, many will not make it. Many will die from what is coming. The level of evil behind this plan is incomprehensible to the normal human mind. We are at war with Russia. After removing Gaddafi from power in Libya, the Obama-Clinton Black Ops plan was immediately put into action. Benghazi was the logistics hub for arming the anti-Assad terrorists by our own State Department, covert operatives who were shipping millions of tons of weapons to Syria via Turkey and other staging areas. Russia was aware of our actions, and through the attack at the CIA operations center in Benghazi by proxy forces, exposed this operation to the world while putting a stop to this operation. It seems that everyone except the Western media reported what had taken place. The dirty little secret which explains why we have not been told the truth about Benghazi is quite simple. The efforts to overthrow Assad from power are continuing, except the arms and munitions shipments are now originating primarily out of Croatia. Overthrowing Assad would pose a direct threat to Russia, both militarily and economically. Are we to expect Russia's Putin to simply accept this without response? No. What is Russia doing to subvert our efforts? Is waging war against America, striking at the weak underbelly of our economy, which is the oil-backed dollar as identified in Michael Reagan's article, Building on a Kernel of Truth. Sadly, the Obama regime is doing nothing to protect us from this asymmetrical war. It's as if they are allowing it to take place. Although it was reported in the New York Times, few have paid attention to last week's meeting between Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow, but it was an extremely important event in terms of the planned murder of the US dollar. An alliance is being forged between Russia and China to replace the US dollar as the reserve currency, already severely weakened by the policies of those in power, with a gold-backed currency. While reports do exist that cite the hoarding of gold by China and Russia, they are purposely underreporting their collective reserves. Meanwhile, Americans can't even get honest answers to the amounts of our own gold reserves held in Fort Knox or the Federal Reserve. Don't people find this reluctance for audit and inspection a bit curious, if not outright suspicious? The battle is being waged not only by military might, but by a currency war. We are being played through our military involvement in the Middle East, including our covert operations against Syria at the behest of Saudi Arabia. Unlike Iraq, the war in Syria will explode, turn hot, and we will be engaged in an ominous battle that will quickly expand and turn deadly. Weakened militarily through the policies of the Obama regime, coupled with an already weakened economy, the U.S. will suffer consequences unlike anyone might imagine or is willing to address. It is a recipe for disaster, planned and initiated by the global elite behind the central banking system, including those in our own government, who've been set up from within, lied to, and now we're about to see exactly what this globalist system has in store for not only the United States, but every nation of the world. It is critical to understand that the takedown of the U.S. will be the result of an asymmetrical war that includes the weakening of our military, our economy, and a direct assault on our ability to keep the dollar as the world reserve currency and protect the free flow of oil and energy to the United States. Within the last week, China held a surprise naval exercise in the South China Sea. Meanwhile, Russia displayed their resurgent military might in the Black Sea. These exercises were conducted as U.S. military forces are spread thinly across many areas of the world. Is anyone paying attention here? Just as certain a collapse of the dollar is coming, so will be chaos on the streets of America caused by this plan to kill the dollar. The central bankers and the leaders selected to govern each country have effectively used the Hegelian dialectic to implement their agenda, just as stated by George H.W. Bush on September 11, 1990, their predetermined solution of a new world order is being formed before our very eyes. They've told us what they are doing, but we have chosen not to listen or failed to understand what was being said. The U.S. has always been the firewall against the globalists. By their persistence, infiltration of global elitists into our government, and covert subversion from within, we are being led to slaughter. A view from space, looking at the larger picture of events for which many have questions, a clearer picture emerges. There will be some who dare to resist the pillaging of our bank accounts, the erosion of our rights, and the enslavement that comes with the dismantling of America. The dust clouds visible on the far horizon that watchmen have been reporting for decades can now be seen as an attacking army of barbarians, whose fighters are now on the ladders and cannons are breaching our empire's outer walls. Who knows how long the inner walls of our empire will survive the next wave of their coming attack? Perhaps Ernest Hemingway said it best in referencing John Donne from his novel of the same name. And therefore, never send to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee.
All right, everyone. I wanted to play that video, those two videos. And just so you know, the very first video that you heard, it was where the two gentlemen were talking. That was Kyle Bass. And let me tell you a little thing about Kyle Bass real quick, and then we're going to get to Brother Davis that's in queue. Kyle Bass is well known as a very well-known hedge fund manager, and he actually told the University of Texas that they should repatriate their gold from the Federal Reserve. And it also started with Kyle Bass. He was the one that started the state of Texas to get their gold back. And he was talking to a senior White House official. He never said who it was. And you can, when he says senior White House official, that could be anyone from, you name it. And it would be someone that's, you know, relatively high up. And I'm going to say this. I spent some time with some people that are within Washington's flow of information and power, and they are preparing for what's coming. And I was told that everything that I was doing was correct, and you need to do even more.
I have a question.
Get the information out to the people. Go ahead. Go ahead, Scotty.
I have a question pertaining to the video. It's a question within a statement. As I was listening to them talk about the Obama administration saying they were going to kill the dollar, then What was the point of killing Gaddafi? All right, if you were already going to kill the dollar, and, you know, if one of the main concerns was that Gaddafi was supporting, you know, an African united currency backed by the gold dinar, you know, then why kill him if you planned on killing the dollar anyway, unless you didn't want Africa to be prepared for the economic collapse? So
right.
That's my question. Why
right,
they killed
right,
Gaddafi?
Right, because the whole thing is that Africa would have been prepared for it by way of what, because remember what, and I know you know, what Gaddafi was going to securitize their currency in, and to have, you know, bilateral trade within Africa. And Africa is key to this whole thing because of the resources that Africa has. And, you know, so, yeah, that's exactly it. They didn't want Africa to be able to prepare or even set into motion the preparing for what was coming. Because Gaddafi knew. He definitely knew. And then as soon as one of the first things that happened is that they, the French had engaged in Mali and also engaged Gaddafi because of what he was going to do, bring in the gold dinar and have all of Africa start to trade among themselves and have that currency based in backed by gold. And that way, that would have totally transferred the overall economic power from the dollar hegemony straight back into Africa itself, because the new economy is going to be based in assets and resources. And they didn't want that to get out. So he became public enemy number one, as well as Chavez, for repatriating his gold, which they stole from Libya to give to Chavez. That was actually Libya's gold that was given to Venezuela. So yes, Scotty, absolutely right. And the whole thing with killing the dollar is this. They knew if they got everyone that they possibly could have got in on the dollar, when they killed it, everyone would be totally, totally exposed. What do I mean by that? Everyone is now starting to run into the dollar because of what's happening in Europe. Now, this video that we played, the second one, was done a year ago. It was about a year ago, maybe just a little bit longer. And because of they put the whole EU together so that it could bring about the collapse and the destruction of the global economy, because the EU has actually have traditional enemies, countries that have been at odds with each other for years and actually have fought in wars against each other, to have an economic tie without having speaking the same language, with a different culture, with a different set of beliefs, with a different direction. It was set up to fail. It was totally set up to fail because they wanted Europe to go down, and then that would start the domino effect of having everything else drop with it. And they all would start to run into the dollar just before they killed it. And the thing is this, they didn't have a choice in killing it. It was going to happen anyhow because of countries like Libya, and because of countries within Africa that don't want to do business by way of colonial trade in pillaging. So they had to take the initiative, and in taking the initiative, they were going to decide when and where the battle would be fought, and it would be fought on their terms because the rest of the world was doing something else. And you know, unbeknown to them is that they forgot. They didn't take the initiative because their arrogance initiated everything. And that's the real thing that's going on here. So, in my opinion. But hey, we got Brother Davis that's in queue. Let me get to this call. I'd like to keep the callers waiting. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where you calling from? What's your question or comment? Okay.
Hey, Brother Davis.
Hey, what's up, Brother Davis? How you doing?
Hey, man, I really called to support you, brother. Really, just to mention that there's a few things I want to point out. Literally right now, there's a line that's being formed. There are countries leaving NATO because of Russia's position with putting the gas in Europe. And literally, those countries are going to side with the BRIC nations. Now, you have to understand, in this process, Africa is the jewel. That's the grand prize. But literally, everybody has a piece of the grand prize. So they got to sort out who has the power to do what. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. We're seeing a clash between the New World Order and those who want to establish their right. And that's what Russia and China are establishing. Their right. Because they watch the United States exercise their monopoly all over the world using the bully concept of a bully pulpit, meaning that if you didn't do what we say, we'll come in with a stick and we'll beat you into submission. So all of that is now in transition. The reason why the dollar had to die, if the people thought when Obama came in with the universal health care, that was going to work. No, that was designed to take power away from the dollar, because there were so many people who would need that literally would drain the dollar out of the system. And look, let's not look at the byproduct of what he was doing. If you did not pay or have that insurance, you were criminalized. So if you were criminalized, that literally made you susceptible to the prison industrial complex, because now, instead of slapping your hands and setting up a play plan, they could literally open debtors' prison and get some free labor. So I wanted to give you a little bit of here in the United States, 90%, and understand what I'm saying in reference to the numbers, please, Joe. 90% of the people are not getting this. They do not think in terms of what is happening. They think in terms of the program normality. I go to work every day, I get a paycheck, and I can afford to pay my bills. That is the puff that they've been blowing, and people have been absorbing it. So you are unique, because it's your initiative that has you here to find out what truth is and avenues to take to best suit your circumstance. Okay, brother, I'm gonna go back to the room and just sit and come in when I can.
Okay, I keep you on. Thanks, Brother Davis. And Brother Davis, exactly, wholeheartedly agree. And it's just so many things that are happening. And let me tell you, the key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. And they've made us believe so many things that were untrue from the very beginning. Everything that we've ever been taught and told was basically been a lie. And so now we're starting to see the advent of different lies and deceptions starting to go into chaos, because out of chaos comes order, and that's how they want to rule. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and just hit star 61. We'll definitely bring you up so that you can make your question asked, or make your comment, or give your suggestion about some things, because where we really are is at a very critical point. And one of the things that I want to start with is that the importance of you preparing on so many levels is so important. It's so important. And I just want to give some of my opinions as to why and what's really at stake here. For the first time in the history, the known history, or the recorded history, or the history that we know of in this country, in the United States, our daughters will be exposed to fighting a war. There was, and we talked about this many a time here on Tando, but what you're actually seeing right now, you're seeing the inroads in the avenues to global war, and they're not going to stop, and they're not going to subside, and they're not going to go away, and you're not going to be able to bury your head in the sand with it. You can ignore the consequences, you can ignore reality, but you can never ignore the consequences of ignoring reality. This is where we are, regardless of what the agenda is. 97 to 98% of all wars are innocent civilians that had nothing to do with the decision of the war, because that is done because it is a depopulation program. You don't need to see the gas chambers of the past in today's world. They don't need to be as blunt as the Third Reich of Nazi Germany just yet, but they will be. But they don't need to be that blunt right now, because they've been doing that and inoculating and intoxifying the bodies of everyone through vaccinations for years. So they've been killing everyone slowly. It's the most effective way to do it without people even knowing, so that they will continue to participate in the normalcy bias of the everyday life. But now it's not normal. And for one of the first times, fathers and mothers, are you prepared for your daughter to participate in a global war by people that have no allegiance to you, that are only using you for their agenda to maintain control and to garnish more? And their agenda is to depopulate the world. And they tell you because they have to depopulate the world because of resources. That is very true. They have to depopulate the world for resources, but it's not what they tell you. Is they have to do it so that there aren't as many people waking up to the understanding and the knowledge of what the resources can do, and they taking control of them. And effectively taking the people that make the major decisions out of play. Because once the people start to control resources, there is no need for a government to rule you. That's what this is all about. So they have to ensure that they create environments that rule has to be established. And one of the key tools in doing that, and one of the key methods in doing that, is war. There's global war, regional war, economic collapse, the killing of the people through the medical field, through healthcare, which is nothing more than health kills, the health kill program from the federal death administrations that are throughout the world. And these are the truths that we have to live with. And until the people decide they're not going to participate in it, it's going to continue to move in those directions. Some of the things that you're going to see that are going to happen is that there are going to cause situational conditions that bring massive panic throughout the world, and especially within regions of places of stability. What has been some of the most stable regions within the world for the past 70 years? And I would say that has been what they call the borders of the United States. And they are going to, because if you think about it, with the bragging and the admittance of all of their 21st century technology, they're being able to distinguish, actually through technology, they're able to read irises, they're able to actually pick up harmonic frequencies from the body, they're able to pick up different things from the satellites, from within the heavens, outside of the stratosphere. And then they want to tell you that a group of people, small group at that, is able to dictate global events throughout the world and to move the world into war. No, not possible. That's the story. That's the stage. That's the acting. That's the lie. So I would definitely say to you all, be extremely cautious of where and what you're doing, and be aware of what's going on in this world, because it will adversely affect you and your family. And they're going to cause extreme panic. And if you ever been around people that panic, they always stampede. They always stampede. And the stampeding of people is going to start. It's going to start here. You're going to start in strategical places everywhere, and they're going to give you the excuses as to why these things are happening, but they're nothing more than lies. And they're going to have attacks in different parts of this country. They tell you pretty much everything. That the events that happened in France was a sign to you as to where they're going to attack. Think about what has been instituted over the past 10 years. But we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump back on this. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 641-715-3660. And the code is 549032#, hit *61, and we'll definitely bring you up. Listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032#, 549032#. To signal the host, it's *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, aka from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and the hit star 61, and we will get right to you. We have a couple of callers that are in queue. I don't like to keep people waiting, so I will pick up what we were talking about in a minute, but let's go to some of our callers. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your comment, question or comment? Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, how are you? This is Kenita Lindsay.
Hey, sister, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. This is my first time calling in. And
okay, great. Welcome to Tando Radio Show.
Thank you. Brother Davis, I just heard him, you know, made his comment, and he's the one that told me about your radio program, so I wanted to call in and listen in, and I'm thankful for him giving me this information for me to listen to, you know, what's all being said and some information that I can learn from. What else? I guess my only question is, I'm sure you probably had this question repeated. What exactly, should, or what advice, can you give in terms of what should we do in terms of, when all this, you know, when the chaos starts to happen? I'm in the DC area. Technically, I'm in Virginia. I'm in Arlington, Virginia. So I'm not in the district.
Right.
So I'm wondering if that's a good thing, you know, because I know that DC is more, you know, urban.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling that should, you know, chaos, you know, starts to take place, that's like the first place that it'll hit.
Right.
Or even like New York City. I mean, I used to live in New York City, and I could just only imagine, you know, there's something, you know, when something drops like that, how chaotic that could really be in a big city
right.
like that. So I guess my question is, what further steps, you know, one like myself or anybody who's not in that kind of environment, and more out, you know, more outside of the district. So is that a much better location, or is it something, any place you know, I hope I'm making sense in terms of,
No, you're good. Like,
okay. In terms of more ideal place where one can be more, safer.
Yeah. No, it's a great question, you know, because if you really think about it, especially within our community, we are pretty much congregated all in some of the same places throughout the country. You know, we follow the population trend that for various reasons, and it's a part of the overall controlling of people. If you look at the how we congregate throughout the whole country, which is, you know, sometimes is an advantage, but there is also a downside to it all, because there's a lot of people that especially within our communities that live within the city areas. And one of the things about the cities, and I will say this, is that New York City is a place that there's only three ways out of the city. With a city during its business day, a regular business day, that has a swelling population of over 10 million people. You know, that can, you know, swell. And you used to live in New York, so you know, it's very difficult to get out of New York. You're either going to take the Holland Tunnel, the Lincoln Tunnel, or the George Washington Bridge. And those can be, you know, bottlenecked very, very quickly and easy. So you don't want to get trapped. So in your case, living in Arlington, what I would say is this, and for anyone that lives in some of the suburbs of the bigger city, okay, there are some good things about that and some bad things about it, okay? One, once some of the things that we're talking about, when we talk about the advent of global war, it doesn't really matter where you are in the country. You are going to be adversely affected, without a doubt, because in today's warfare, there is no garrison. And for those that have been in the military, they know what I mean by garrison. But for the people that haven't been in the military, there is no place where you are back at your base, your campsite, or a area that is not affected. Everything in today's world is in the theater of operation in war. And that's by way because of the electronics. one cyber attack that hit the financial market, and then you can't access your cash out of the bank. You can't make right. payments. You can't buy things, you know. So immediately when that happens, they've already, and I'm going to tell you, one of the worst things that has ever, one of the smartest things that they've ever done was that they mm-hmm. started Black Friday, the day after mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, the buying frenzy that happened.
Right.
That was a smart move by the controlling factors, because of this, it has taught and it has instructed and trained people how they're supposed to act. And mm-hmm. that's what you're going to see everywhere. You're going to see that where you live in Arlington. You're going to see that within the cities itself. And you're also going to see that in some of the rural areas that are relatively close to some of the larger populated areas. So there are so many things that you can contend with, have to contend with, but there's some good things. But I would say the most important thing for you to do, sister, right now, is to make sure that you have at least a month worth of food and water and provisions for whatever it is that you need, the critical things that you need, and to get those things right now. Because what will happen here is that, God forbid, and this is all plausible and possible, if a nuclear device goes off in the Ukraine, or if a nuclear device goes off in the South Sea of China, where there's an exchange of tactical nukes, mm-hmm. the whole United States will go into martial law immediately. Immediately. And just like you're seeing in Belgium, and you saw in France, as soon as those acts happened, what did the authorities, what was their response? You saw it also in Boston. What did the authorities do? Immediately they put everyone under martial law silently, because they were starting to prepare themselves to be able to implement that and to get people to understand and respond to it the way that they want them to. So in your case, I would say it's imperative, especially now that it's winter, mm-hmm. that you get the provisions that you need, so that you do not have to go out and get things like it's a Black Friday sale, mm-hmm. because you can't compete with the rest of the people.
Right. So basically, it's like Black Friday to the 50th power.
Right.
Like, right. Okay.
Even worse, because people, mm-hmm. yeah, civilized people will go from civilized to feral quickly. They will be wild. They will be wild immediately, because people have children. They didn't prepare for this. The only form of cash that they'll have is the coins in their pocket or whatever they had. And as a, think about this, if you're a store owner, what's one of the things that you're going to do? You're going to close your store and so that your provisions won't be, be made available. The whole moving of logistical moving of goods is going to stop. If you ever been to a supermarket, look in the back and you see what's back there. Nothing.
Hey, right. Brother Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Brother David.
Hi, Brother David.
How you doing? It's good to hear your voice. I'm glad that you're on our program. I'm going to make a go bag. In your go bag, put clothes that are suitable for this time of year. Also have comfortable boots. You also want to have some pieces of silver, preferably silver coins. Now, the reason why I say that is because you may have to make some transactions en route, because you won't be able to hang out in the city for a great length of time. By the time they have the city surrounded, they literally start going stripping. And what they're going to do, they're going to start stripping. Now, what does that mean? That means that they're going to put a curfew in place, and at that point, anybody out after that curfew, they're literally going to eliminate, because that eliminates the liability. What you want to do is take and understand the time frame. That curfew may not kick in until 6 o'clock in the evening. If that's the case, then you have time to get out during the day. Mm-hmm. Try to have more than one or two pieces of ID with you, and be prepared to go out and hunker down. Hunker down means if you happen to find a safe spot or a safe house, that might be someplace where you can spend the night, but it ain't going to be someplace where you can stay. If you can get a weapon, something that you're comfortable with, something that's just enough to get something off you so you can keep some And the reason why I say this is because, one, you're not prepared to do a battle, but you can have a skirmish. And sometimes that's all you need to keep moving. And the bad part about it is we don't know how long this will take. I'm in my time frame, I'm thinking, yeah, after the initial impact, we might be able in 3 to 7 weeks at least watch the reorganization of the financial network so that there is something in circulation in which there is showing signs of organization. But until that point, you either got to be able to put yourself in a situation where you can hunker down and be able to take care of yourself for that period of time, or if you're forced to, you got to have a bag to snatch, knowing everything that you're going to need for the immediacy, and understand how I said that, for the immediacy, is in that bag. Because you might go out, leave the city, run into somebody who's living in the country, hunker down, but they're willing to bargain. You got to have something to bargain. That's where your silver coins come into play, and it doesn't require a lot to happen. Just keep continuing to stand in on Tando, because we'll be bringing other information to you at a later date. Also, try to have a radio. A radio will let you know the movement of what's happening in the media area. Shortwave radio will let you be able to know what's happening immediately around. So these are just ideas right now that you can work with. But understand this, start where you are, keep tuned, and we'll give you as much information as we can.
Okay. Okay, yes. Thank you.
Yes, sister, and some, you know, very, very important things there. It's a long process. But it's something that you can do now, and I would say it takes just some real commitment and some discipline from you. Because, you know, the most important thing, one of the things I want to really express to you is that we've seen how this, the advent of problems or this catastrophe or these events can go sour. We've already seen them in a very small, we had a small glimpse of it, and that was in Hurricane Katrina. Look how long it took for, in just that small area, for there to be a response that was so-called a response that was appropriate. It never really happened. See, the person, the people that you're really going to have to defend yourself from are the people that aren't prepared for anything. And that's the force multiplier that these governments, that people aren't ready for it. So.
Right.
That's who you're going to actually be threatened by, is going to be by other people that aren't prepared. So,
you know, I want to say right quick, when I lived in New York and when Hurricane Sandy happened, I lived in Harlem the whole time, and that's technically a hill. You know,
yeah.
It's not like a zone A where it gets flooded. So technically that's like a safe area, and I felt good among my people anyway.
Right.
And on top of that, the advantage to that was the bridge is like right there, so you can just go straight on that bridge. And you ride in the Bronx, which is technically the mainland, because Manhattan is an island. So, but at that time when Hurricane Sandy happened, I was actually downtown. Now that's where all the flooding took place. And I I was in a radio station. Me and six people were, you know, stuck there, but we were safe. We had food and water and everything. But after that happened, something told me, and I felt the energy for me to just go ahead and just leave out of there, because I had a feeling, okay, when something really goes down like this, it's going to be real bad. So I just decided to move back here to the D.C. area, you know, where, I mean, you do have D.C., the district, which is an urban area, but, you know, D.C. is, I mean, New York is much more, like I said, monumental, because like you said, the main X is the Holland Tunnel, the
Lincoln Tunnel.
Lincoln Tunnel and the
George
Bridge.
Washington Bridge, yeah.
Right. So I could just only imagine if anything, I don't know if anybody, you might have seen this film, it's called The Siege.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good film. If anybody wanna get a good idea of like what that could look like, watch that film. Because they show that in there. How it really goes down when they single out people or even like a certain group of people, you know, in that film, they showed a lot of people who are Arabic, you know, but still it just gives you a clue of what can really happen. In this time in history. So anyway, I don't want to take up, you know, all the other callers, but I appreciate, Brother Davis and you doing this program. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sister, for calling, and you know, continue to tell other people about the show. It's so needed so that we can, the most important thing is that we prepare ourselves so that we can have to seize on the opportunities that will come out of this, because there will be some opportunities that will come out from it. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Thank you, sister. Give us a call back anytime.
Thank you. I will. Thank you.
Peace. No problem. You're welcome. So, yes, everyone, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. And the sister was absolutely right. When in New York, she was uptown. Harlem is uptown and is relatively close to get to the GWB Bridge, George Washington Bridge, so that you can actually get out of harm's way. But believe me, some of the events that we could see are going to be, you know, huge, and they're going to be a grid. When a grid goes down, is going to actually cause instability for a large area. You know, one of the things when I was growing up, I grew up in New Jersey, just outside of New York City, and we had a blackout in the 80s. And right then and there, I realized that I was not prepared for when the lights going out. And from that day on, I had been a prepper of mind. And the sister said something. She said that she felt something. An energy told her, do never, ever turn off that connection to that energy. You're really going to have to rely on it, because it's so important. It's there for a reason. It's God-given. So follow those intuitions, follow those energies, and that is really your true you. There's ancestral ties to that. It's so many things that are involved in that. It's so, so important that we rely on that and get away from the manufactured synthetic world and the synthetic world that man has created, because it cannot produce life. It is inanimate and untrue. So if you'd like to get in on the comments, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and hit star 61, and we'll definitely bring you up. So just to put it into perspective, what are we saying, what is going to happen? No, have no clue. But see, one of the things that I've always taken approach to is prepare for anything, and you should have a response to anything. Prepare for anything happening. You know, don't just prepare for one thing. And I remember there was some shows that they had on where people would just prepare for one thing. The key to preparing is that you've been preparing for so many things in your life, but when it's time to prepare for some of the manufactured events of tyranny against the people, the mainstream media discourage you from doing that because they're controlled by them. It's actually the program working against you. They never want you prepared for that. They want you subject to it so that you will all congregate at a certain place and at a certain point, and they're not going to bring any provisions for you so that you will start to have a feral response to it all, and getting upset, getting mad because you're hungry, you're thirsty, you're afraid, and everything else. And then what happens then? That's when the goons come out. That's when the bad side of everyone comes out, and that's what they're going to want to produce, because then they can justify everything. It gives justification to torture. It gives justification to stealing your pensions. It gives justification to actually having FEMA camps. It gives justification to the Patriot Act, to the NDAA, to everything that they want to do. When we don't respond from a position of advantage, when we respond out of fear because we didn't prepare. One of the most important things about preparing is this, that we really have to understand, is that if you prepare and nothing happens, you lose nothing. But if you fail to prepare and something happens, you put yourself in a position to lose everything. And this is what we want to avoid. This is what we want to make sure doesn't happen to you. And you have the capability to do that. You know, we talk about it here on Tando pretty regularly, and follow some of the other things. There's so much information, but now is the time for you to really buckle down and to be prepared. What more evidence do you need outside of a event happening here in your neighborhood, because this is one of the things that is going to happen to you. It is going to happen to you one way or another, because the dynamics of it is so vast. Sister Davis, was that you?
Yes. I just wanted to add that I was on Sam's Club. I was on Sam's Club looking for an item, and I saw they have a whole category of emergency food. I mean, they have everything. Some of their emergency food kits are $1,600. Some are as low as $30 or $40. And I kind of stumbled on it. I didn't even know that was a department within Sam. Now, we have seen it while we were on the road and out west. So even, like you said, being prepared, I saw, and I posted on Tando, well, on RDT, that Seattle had a big windstorm and knocked out the power. So you have to have some of these provisions just because of the weather. You know, that's
right.
Your first precursor, because our weather, I mean, we're going into winter, you know, an ice storm can take the electric down for a while, you know, the heating, the gas, any of that can go down. So at least be prepared on that level, because I'm sure Seattle didn't think they were going to get a windstorm of all things. It wasn't even snowing. But I did want to mention that on Sam, at Sam's Club and Walmart have a whole category for just preparedness with all kinds of foods and containers to put the food in. That should be a heads up that we really need to pay attention. And like you said about the, could you go over some of the banking system information? Because even if the electric goes down for just a couple of days, you can't access your money out the ATM. Whatever you have in your pocket is all you're going to have. And if something really goes on with the banking system, as we know is coming down the pike, whatever you have in your purse or your pocket, that's what you have.
Yes, definitely will, Sister Davis. So, so true. All of the signs are there and the evidence is there. It's just a matter of if we're going to pay attention. Now, I will definitely touch on the banking system. And just before we do that, you know, Sister Davis is absolutely right. You have to prepare for the natural season, because that is, once again, there are force multipliers. And what are force multipliers? Whatever is the extenuating circumstances that are used to further your cause. And their cause is to cause as much pain and confusion, fear and strife as they possibly can. Now we're going into one of the seasons that is the worst time for any kind of instability, that being the winter. And you need to know that, because there are things that you need to do to prepare for the winter, even if nothing happens this year. But I'm going to say this. We have gone past the point where nothing is going to happen. Everything is happening anyhow, every day. The destruction, the killing of the dollar has been happening even before they told Kyle Bass. It's been happening for a very long time, but they're doing it in such a slow, methodical process in order to keep everyone inside of the dollar and addicted to the dollar. So prepare for this winter. And one of the things that you want to prepare with the winter is that you have to have a source of heat. And we posted inside of Tando how you can make a very effective candle heater with a ceramic pot that will be able to heat a room for four candles can heat a room for about 4.5 hours. But there's a way in which you have to do it. It's inside of Tando. Check it out. Know these things. It's very easy. Brother Davis, within our RDP call, said everyone should know about blue diamond matches. There's other ways that you need to be able to know how to create a fire without matches. With matches, and if you don't have matches, what you can create fire where you can create fire with a 9-volt battery and steel wool. Never keep a 9-volt battery and steel wool close to each other, else you will start a fire. All you do is just rub them together, and from the friction, just like when you take a 9-volt battery and you to test it to see if it's working, you put your tongue on it and it shocks your tongue. Well, if you rub that across steel wool that will actually cause sparks that will cause a fire. All you need is a tinder, and then now you have fire. These are some of the things that you need to know. And fire is very, very deadly. Make sure it's a controlled fire. Make sure it's not something that's going to cause a fire within your home or your dwelling, because that is something that happens every year, but people that, you know, don't know. There is no reason for you not to know in today's world. You just have to make the effort and find out, be assisted along the way, and you'll be fine. You'll totally be fine in this whole thing. So important. I'm glad Sister Davis had chimed in with that. Now, financially, this is where we are with the banking sector right now. The banking sector is falling apart as we speak. Deutsche Bank is on the verge. We may go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the events that are happening, what you need to prepare for, how this global war is starting to come together, and what is the forces behind it. But more important, what's your response for yourself, your family, and our community has to be now, so that you can put yourself in a position of advantage to get through this. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network, and we have with us Team Davis on air. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660. Participant code is 6490-32#, hit *61. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032#. That's 549-032#. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we are talking about the global move towards, the global move towards war that is definitely here. So if you have any questions or comments, definitely give us a call, 641-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and hit *61. So one of the things we want to get into, the financial, how that could affect you, and want to talk about some of the things that you need to do. But I would definitely say one of the would be a some advice that I would say to everyone. This holiday season, I would not put myself around a bunch of other people by, like, through the malls and everything else. Let me tell you one of the things that happens in events that happen. One, they tell you. They have a training around it. And three, it goes live. And they've been saying and speaking about mall attacks for a very long time, and speaking about attacking where people congregate, from sporting events and things of that nature. At this time right now, I would tell, what better, how much, you just think about it. If you understand what the meaning of terrorism is, it's nothing more than violence in order to have a political, to have political leverage. And that means that it's not someone that's outside of the government that doesn't invoke violence. Every time that they do, it's terrorism. And if you really look at the history, particularly within this so-called, these borders, all of its wars have been wars of terror. When they dropped those nuclear bombs on Japan, that was an act of terror. That was terrorism, the most blatant form of terrorism, and the biggest act of terrorism in modern day history. was total illegal and unmoral, and it was done for a political gain. The political gain was influence on the rest of the world that they would be bullied into having to use the dollar. But see, they don't tell you that in their schools, because their schools only want you to repeat what they want you to know. And they want you to think what they want you to think. They don't develop your individual thought process. They don't nurture you having real intrinsical skills. So, this holiday season, I would say be extremely cautious where you go. Is it that you need to be afraid? No, but you need to be cautious at all times. Have a plan of escape for everything, because not only would you have to escape from individual, let's say so-called individuals that are engaging in a murderous act, but you're always now going to have to be careful of the first responders that are going to get there. Especially if you're in somewhere where no one else can see you. Like a building. Like a mall. Because what they'll do is they'll cut everything off, cordon all of that off, cut off all of the cameras and everything else, or let the cameras run, or change the cameras. There's so many different things that they can do. And whatever agenda that they have, they can definitely do. And history is ripe with those type of events going on. And they like to repeat history at all times. There was the huge, during the Third Reich of Nazi Germany that moved Germany into war, was they attacked a theater. They set a whole theater on fire. It's a terror, act of terrorism for a political gain. For gain of power by way of fear. You're starting to see this everywhere. They're telling you. They anticipate this. They anticipate that. And then they try to come on, oh, you don't have to be afraid. Then they tell you that on mainstream media, what you just saw in Syria by shooting down the plane was not the steps to World War III. That tells you that it is, because it definitely is. And it definitely is because if you have to know the dynamics of this whole thing. Turkey was chosen for this for very historical reasons. That's the old Ottoman Empire, a warring empire. A warring empire. And Turkey was actually getting oil from, at a discounted rate, from the so-called people that ISIS, that Russia was there to fight. And it caused a problem between Russia and Turkey, who had in the past been trade partners, because Turkey needs to get gas from Russia. And I don't know if you remember, I had posted something in Tando a while back, maybe a month or so ago, where Putin sent a letter to the Turkish president and the Turkish prime minister and some of the leaders of Turkey, and told them, whatever you do, do not continue to support ISIS and have that, and you engage in some form of terrorism against us. This is not anything new. There's not anything new here. This is definitely the steps in the beginning of the announcement of World War III. It's been going on for a very long time, but it's been happening through currency wars and trade wars in an asymmetrical fashion.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Brother Davis.
I wanted to put in right now is a good time to work on your assets. If you have medical background, those sort of things would be needed.
Brother Davis, this Brother Scotty, if you could speak up. For some reason, when you speak and Sister Davis speak, y'all coming in real low.
Okay, is that any better?
Yeah, it's a whole lot better.
Okay, we need to get you to polish up your skills, your applicable skills. Like, if you have any background in medical, that's fine. That can be used in a community situation. If you know how to repair small engines and you put things together so that they can work, all of these skills would become dynamic in how a community unit operates or has a cohesive connection so
so that your value adds to your being there. You have to understand that when you get into small groups, your group, everybody in that group has to bring something that can be utilized to the benefit of everybody. So when you get to thinking about how you're going to spend your holidays, it might be interesting. It might be a good thing for you to do to focus on what foods to eat, what is indigenous, what gives you the best nutrition at the minimal amount. See, these things can also be translated into value intelligence. And the reality is, those sort of things you may not see the value in until you're in a situation where you're walking someplace and you identify an herb that you could literally physically eat by cooking it through a boiling process or whatever, taking the bitterness out, and it adds nutrition to your body. These things become part of a community to help it work. So think about that during the holidays. And these are just some ideas. There are a plethora of avenues, and I believe that with this here kind of intelligence, we can all find a way to fit in any circumstance.
So true, and I'm glad Brother Davis brought that up, because our intrinsical value has to be brought out at this time, because that is what you're going to use to be able to maintain your standard of living as much as you possibly can, and especially during these winter months. It's so important and critical that we have a community response to everything. And this is why you really need to reach out to people in your family and people around you that you know and you trust. And you've already had relationships with them. No longer should you have to use this as a gateway to get them to start preparing, because you already have. But I would say take the approach and tell them, haven't prepared, but let's start this together, because it's important, and see what their response is. Take this to people that are very sensible. Take this to the sensible people, people that are open-minded. The closed-minded people, bring it up to them in a way that doesn't expose you. But check to see, because people change from time to time. But it's so important that you have a community response to what's going on here and preparing on a community level, because the community that's prepared will be able to endure some of the adversities. The communities that aren't prepared will be the ones that will burn in so many different ways. And you have to make sure that you're not going to be caught in that consumption of the fire this time and the fire next time. So,
hey, Brother Dave, I also wanted to add that when you're tweeting on why the internet's up, put the message out that we, the American people, do not want war. We have become the victims of a cabala. And the reason being is because the world always sees the United States as being the head of the spear. Well, at this particular time, this is not something that the people want. This is something being orchestrated. So we have to let the world know that we, the people of the United States, do not want war. That way they will begin to understand that this is not something that we choose. This is a circumstance we're forced in.
Right. And it's so important, because we have to bring we have to dictate the agenda. And I would say, listen, the old ways that they told you, the school way that they told you to reach out to your politicians and all of that other stuff, that could be fine. But let me tell you, they're in on this. The most effective way is that you have to use social media. You have to let people know. And then not only that, when you do that type of thing, that makes other people aware of what do you mean war? And that will bring an awareness that people were falling apart, that they were, now that they become aware. Because the more we have a real organic education, the less that we can be controlled. And then if that happens, then we won't have a Black Friday response to things. What is it about Hurricane Katrina that we've forgotten? Why is it that we haven't learned from that? They actually gave you the blueprint to succeeding. What happened with Hurricane Katrina was that all of the social infrastructure was taken out. And the people had the opportunity to come together and collectively work together. It happened in many a neighborhood. It happened in many neighborhoods. But they also, with the mainstream media propaganda, showed you what they wanted you to see. What they wanted you to see. And they reported on all the horrors and everything else, because that was true. But it was instigated by non-organic means. So it's so important that you increase your intrinsic value. It's so important that you get these resources right now when everything is fine, because there's something that is going to change everything in a twinkling of an eye. It's going to be the first event that happens here. When that happens, there are folks in this country that have deep pockets, and they're going to go in to buy up everything. If you don't have a firearm right now, you need to get one. If you have a firearm right now, you need to get ammunition for it, because the ammunition is going to be the first thing that is taken off the shelf. You may have all the guns in the world that you have, but if you don't have a round for it, all you have is a tool that needs the completion in order for it to be effective. So now is the time that you have to, especially within our community, because we're already economically depressed. We're already economically disenfranchised. Establish relationships. Make friends with people at the supermarkets, the butchers, and everything else. Those people know what's going on. They could have told you that this was coming from the overall prices and the quality of the meat that they've had. Make relationships with them. Strategically survey where you live, because every place is different. Look for avenues of approach. Look for storage areas. Look for things that that can be converted into assets for you. All of those things have to be looked at now, because there are also people that are out there that are going to, that are paid provocateurs. And some of those provocateurs are going to, some of the first places that they are going to go off of their instructions is to destabilize what people need the most. Food. In water. They're going to cut off those avenues. What happens if the reservoir in which you're using now becomes contaminated? What happens if the power goes out and there is no movement of water? No movement of fuel for your vehicle. It's so important. Make sure you have other means of transportation. If you go, when you're going to work, ladies, take your heels. Take some comfortable walking shoes for your feet. Men also. Don't waste your currency on frivolous consumerism now. Now's not the time. Now is the time to have food in the pantry for your children, for our community, for your family, and establish yourself within the community. Reach out to the different people that are around you. It's going to be so important. There has to be a stabilizing force within it, because the actual leverage of instability is great, and it has to be mitigated and neutralized with some form of organizational infrastructure from you. Don't look for someone else to establish groups for you. You have to be proactive now. That is the first step to surviving and being fully prepared for what's coming. And when it comes, you'll be ready. And until it comes, you continue to get ready. There's so many things to learn. But start where you are. Don't become overwhelmed. Do not be discouraged by, oh, I don't have this, I don't have that. That is a taught process of fear that you have to totally annihilate now. You start with water. The table of preparedness. You start with water. Then you go to food. Then you make sure that you have identified your shelter. Look for other places in case your home or where you live is uninhabitable for whatever reason. Have a plan to move to another form of shelter, but you need to have that in place now, because you need to look to see that route to get there, how safe that route is. Have know where you live, because that's where you're going to reside. And it's so important. I'm going to say this, for those of you that are in the city, one of the things to realize is this, is that you're not going to be able to get out of those cities. Unless you are in, one, you get lucky, two, you are in the ideal position once something happens. But I guarantee everyone here that that is going to be a very small few people. Make sure your cars have food in them and prepare for the winter for it. I want you to remember what happened in Atlanta three winters ago. The whole city was shut down when they had the weather. And believe me, Atlanta knew it was coming and they chose not to prepare for it. And it wasn't because they were stupid or naive. They fully knew what was going to happen. It was data mining. They wanted to see the overall effect of gridlocking on the people and how effective it would be. Because I don't care how much gas you have in your vehicle, once the gridlocking starts, it won't matter. So make sure when you go to work, you have a way to get home, you have a plan to get home that is absent of the freeways or the thoroughfares or the roads. Make sure you have provisions. In case you have to go into your vehicle, one of the things that you want to do is, one, do not go into the major streets and on the freeway. You're going to get locked there. Move yourself. If you go to work, find some areas that you can go to. If you get stuck at work, find some areas from within your vehicle that you can go to that are safe. Don't use the major roadways. Use all of the side streets. Try to find somewhere that's safe. If you have family members that you can go through, arrange that. Have a strategical plan. Do not get on the freeways, because once you're there, once you're in, it's like the old commercial, the Roach Motel. You go in, but you never come out. And then park your vehicle and don't use your fuel up. You're going to have to use that fuel in the wintertime for heating. You let the car run for a while, you turn it, turn the heat on, turn it as high as you could bear it, cut the car off. If you're in a position where you can do that.
Hey, Brother Dave, Brother Davis again. Once again, I want to tell everybody, go to the bank, get your money out, do not use it on a month-to-month basis. Put it in tangible assets like precious metals. And the reason why I say that's because if you move, those precious metals become a bargain as well as they can offer you a wealth building tool at the end of it. But make no mistake, there will be a black market. There will be a lot of things that spring up that may be to your advantage or may be to your disadvantage. But you have nothing to bargain with, take away any options that you have. Because then people will literally play on your morality. And you must be discerning in everything. And keep in mind, your survival is what is important to you. Not the compassion that you may share with somebody and be tricked. Be blessed.
So true. And the one of the most important things, the reason why we want you to prepare, because we don't want you to become like everyone else, the problem, and become feral. Because people will go from civilized to feral in a heartbeat. They will become criminal because of necessity. And also, fathers, you have to prepare in order to save your families, your sons, and your daughters, because there are so many ungodly things that if things go the way that they continue to go where that they're going, the instability will subject your children to some of the most god-awful things that you can imagine, and you know exactly what they are. You prepare because you care. And let love be the driving force. And you will do well. But take this opportunity now while everyone else, one of the things that mainstream media is doing is they're bringing you these vents slowly, slowly. Then they say, oh, everything is good, and they bring something else in. So they lull you to sleep that, oh, it's nothing. Nothing until it goes live. Then now it's everything, and you will have nothing. Prepare for this. Prepare for it. The great creator God Almighty has always instructed you to prepare. So, make sure, I just want to thank you all for listening today.
Hey, Brother Dave, before you go, one of the things I was thinking about, I got to get some more containers, man, to get this gas while it's low. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I love God. Right, right. And Scotty is absolutely right, because the bartering, get gas. Make sure that you store gas in a very safe way. I'll post some things on there, how to do it. Yes, get gas. If you can get gas, definitely do it. You know, some of the rural people have some of those means. They have transfer tanks. They have different things. If you have a transfer tank, you need to be thinking about keeping your transfer tank full so that you can use that gas. And if you don't know what a transfer tank is, those that do, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I'm looking at $2 prices, man. Gas ain't been that low in a long time, and I know they setting it up for something like you've been talking about over the past few last week and whatnot. But I'm looking at them $2. I'm like, I need more containers. I got to get me some containers to store some of this gas for the generator and for bartering if it comes down to it.
Yep, exactly. And so make sure you get those things in the containers and how to do that, because one of the things is that the gas is going to be just like the freeways. You're not going to be able to get any because lines are going to be so great. You're going to have to think from a standpoint of the 1800s and things of that nature. What's going to have real intrinsical value are horses, bicycles, and all of those things, but there are also going to be targets. So continue to prepare, evaluate where you are. If you need to contact me, definitely contact me. You can contact me through Tando. You can also text me, 951-790-8330. You can contact me through Facebook. David Wren can send me a message. We'll continue on these conversations. Don't wait. If you have questions or concerns about some things, definitely get into it. Get your cash out of the bank, because you're going to need that cash. You need to exchange that cash immediately into goods of service, things that have intrinsical value. If you need to know about that, definitely contact me also. 951-790-8330 is my number, my direct number to me. So, okay, everyone, that's the end of the show. Keep aware. Keep watching out what's going on. Don't worry about it. Just prepare. And you are doing something that most people aren't doing, but you'll be surprised at how many that are. Just be able to assist yourself, your family, and the community at large when necessary. Much love, much respect. Always remember, before you ask for a blessing, to make sure to be a blessing. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you later. Peace. Thank you, Brother David, Sister Davis.
Peace, brother. Peace.
Girl, you are rich, even with nothing. You know tenderness comes from pain.